everyone. You are tuning into The Voice After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the finale, the final four. So make sure you stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, and welcome to The Voice After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host. My name is Dani Golub. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dani Golub. Feeling very cozy tonight to Etta James. We'll talk about this song a little bit later. My fellow co-hosts, where can they find you for our voice finale conversation?
I can't do the dancing. Hello. Hey everyone, I'm Natalie Tavidian. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat at Natalie Tavidian.
She can't do the dancing. Just ask her where she hangs out. I'm Chris
She's
Howard.
She's a Zumba teacher. She can definitely dance.
I am Zumba certified.
Just saying.
I'm Chris Howard. That's like you were telling us something totally different before we started. I'm Chris Howard. You can reach me at Chris Howard Live on Twitter and Instagram. That's it.
Yeah, so tonight was the finale.
Nobody needs to know.
I didn't say it.
We're going to start our conversation about The Voice before they... let me just warn you all. Let's just start this before we get sidetracked into something not Voice related.
Yes. Billy G.
Billy was the first one up tonight. Wow, did everybody bring it tonight or what?
I swear, I was the first four. I was like, winner. I don't know. I really don't know who's winning. Every single performance, I said
it's
winner. It was incredible tonight.
It really
they
is.
All brought it.
It's crazy because, like we've mentioned week after week, it's still not even obvious who's going to win. And
no.
This is the finale. I really thought after tonight I would have a clear winner, and I don't. I have like two maybe in my mind, but we saw a lot from the artists tonight. So we saw Billy first, but we see Billy two more times throughout the show. So we see an original song. We see a duet with their coach, and then we see a typical cover, as we've been seeing for the last X amount of weeks that the show's been on.
It was a good episode. It was
jam-packed with these four artists, and we actually got a bit of a peek in the audience at some of the past artists, like Darby was there. You saw Courtney in the audience.
Now, can I ask you a question? What happened between our last episode and this episode that all of a sudden made everybody disappear? Was there an episode midweek?
No.
Or was it just the voting came in?
No, they cut it in half.
They cut it in half. Yeah, they really...
It's huge.
So something happened between last week and this week. They cut the whole thing in half.
They got, down to the final four.
Okay. So they went because of the voting that came in.
Yeah, we lost, like, Allie called.
We lost Brendan.
Can I just point out, when Darby was here and we did our predictions,
we
all called it. We called this final four.
Really?
It was interesting because I believe Darby, or I think I said Way... I think Darby said Sundance, you said Brendan, and then you said Billy.
No, I said Josh.
Oh, sorry, Josh, and then you said Billy.
Did I say Billy or Brendan?
I think you said Billy.
Billy. All right.
We called it.
Yeah.
We did.
Even if I didn't.
Yeah. Even if we didn't, we're going to pretend we did. Yeah.
We're winning. We called this.
Yeah. So like we said,
the
Billy,
winner though, I still don't know. Have no idea.
Right.
Don't know. Billy was up
Billy's
first.
My Way was awesome.
Yeah. Frank Sinatra. Wow. This was spectacular. We heard a lot of Frank Sinatra from Riley earlier this season, but it was cool to hear it done completely differently than how Frank Sinatra did.
It was the levels. You're starting a cappella, then going piano, then going full on music. Mm-hmm. That was really good.
The second I heard this song, I was like, wow, he could win. You know, like I feel like this was a really special performance
for
him.
You.
Yeah, it was definitely. I mean, but like Natalie said, you can hear it.
Is there a conflict of interest here? Because this is one of my favorite songs, like of all time.
Yeah,
this song is
spectacular.
It's a beautiful song, but he did it his way.
Billy
did the song his way. He had this twinkle in his eye. He was feeling it. It sounded like Billy. I said, oh my goodness, Billy can win.
Yeah. But like you said, you kind of felt like that with the first few. You felt like they could win.
Every single
I wrote, okay, winner. They all brought it. But Billy definitely killed it with this. The start, like you talked about the beginning of the song, is so beautiful. It started beautifully. It ended beautifully. I thought it was beautiful performance.
I think this is
his original song that we're hearing right now.
That one, we'll come back to that one because that's the later song.
But My Way was awesome too.
My Way was awesome too. Both great,
And they had so many outfit changes tonight, all of them. It was wild to see them go through each of their songs. Yeah, they each like did their own look. We saw different styles from each of them, which was so cool because it shows how versatile these. You know, even Alicia was saying like to Way that you as an individual are so unique and so diverse. It's so cool to see all these different sides. The next up was Team Adam's Josh, and this was his original. called Pick Any Small Town. And it was crazy. As I was listening, I already started to learn the words. Like, it was
you
so
were
catchy.
Singing along.
It was so catchy. I was kept forgetting that it was an original because as I was listening, I was picking it up, which is a
it
great
reminded
sign.
It reminded me of my days living in Nebraska.
Totally. Yeah, my Wisconsin
around
days.
In a little town. I loved it.
You were driving.
I
around.
Called it, Josh.
What brought you here?
I called you. I called you being here this week.
What kind of car
it.
Were you driving back then in Nebraska?
So I was the girl from California in a Prius.
Driving my Prius in
driving
this little
my
town.
Prius in my little town in Nebraska.
That's you know what? Josh's
sliding
performance.
Sliding around in the snow.
Josh's performance, not to belittle any of that. I think that's amazing. But, no, I'm sorry. Josh.
What did you think of Josh's performance?
No, I thought it was awesome. He's doing pretty, like, he hashtag flawless, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's great.
No, he belongs on that stage.
He
He's
does.
So comfortable on that stage.
Well,
so
we'll talk about
there.
It. We'll talk about it later, but when he was singing Life Goes On, and he was doing this with his arm,
yeah.
I felt like I was at his concert. Uh-huh. He really commands the stage. We were saying that, like, I could totally see him playing at Stagecoach
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he could maybe not be the headliner yet, but, like, on one of the smaller stages, totally. People would love that. People would love this song,
And you're right when you say that he owns, like, he really commands the audience, and that's, like, that's
a
just...
A gift.
It's a gift, and it's a sign of experience. He's
totally.
Done it over and over and over again, so he owns that.
He definitely
I just
there.
Don't like country music that much.
Yeah,
and so,
I don't either.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, but I do think that Josh has something special in terms of stage presence that
for sure.
That overcomes my, you know, maybe
not
lack
being
of,
a
lack
huge
of
fan.
Connection with
yeah.
country music. Yeah, I think that, like, me being able to pick up on these words and start singing along,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh... Okay, like, I can get on board with this.
See, what
and
I
that
like...
makes me so happy, because I love country music,
she
and
loves
I love
country.
When Danny starts singing along to these songs.
Me and Jesus.
But what I like is when they're
gotta
able
get
to
going.
Get them to make the song choices. Like, in tonight's episode, I thought they did a mm-hmm. really good job of doing, you know, whether it was John Cougar Mellencamp, or it was, you know, something that was more... Something that we could relate to.
Totally.
When they did it was either a Nickelback or Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
One of those songs that they did
yeah.
later on with Adam when Adam did it with...
Josh, that was Smooth by
was smooth.
Carlos
okay.
Santana.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing. Carlos Santana,
Nickelback
and Matchbox 20. No, they did the Carlos... Anyway.
Great performance.
But the
great.
Song
we'll
choice
it.
Brought that country grit that he has
totally.
Into something that people can relate to, and that's what I was waiting for.
Which is why I liked Billy's song today, because it brought, like, the pop side to a Frank Sinatra song.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I think the song choices tonight were really, really strong, and I
yeah.
think that makes or breaks artists, which is why they all had such strong song choices that I don't know who's going
to
win.
Right, well, on Billy, to that point, exactly to that point, he has the potential to go a little bit more theatrical,
yeah.
and but it's too wispy, it's too ethereal, it's too. That's why I feel like you can't connect with them sometimes. But when it brings it down, like into my
yeah,
way,
it was
it's
great.
Like, okay, I get that.
Yeah, I totally
yeah.
got it tonight. Yeah, we're hearing a bit of the My Way right now, but it was really spectacular. He made it his own, as did all these artists tonight. I thought it was really, really strong.
Winner, four times. Four winners.
they
next,
all win.
Yeah,
they're
they,
all winners.
I mean, like Darby said last week, they really are all winners
yeah.
at this point. They have broken ground on their careers. This is
mm-hmm.
a big, big deal. This is the biggest stage in America right now for a singing competition.
Yeah.
Adam said that
doesn't
a few
get,
times tonight. He's like, you won.
Yeah.
I
honestly think that, like...
To be where they are
to
today,
be where, yeah.
right now, performing
and,
live.
Yeah, I mean, honestly... People remember, like, the names of winners, but, like, if I asked you right now, like, who won season 4 of The Voice, it doesn't matter. Like, all those people have had their careers launched,
yeah,
and they're
exactly.
doing different things. It doesn't matter if you won, came in second place, came in 11th
mm-hmm.
place. If you got the publicity and that national platform
mm-hmm.
to perform...
It's about a path.
It's
not.
It's all about
yeah.
eyes and ears on you and getting
mm-hmm.
that... You know, there's millions of people watching this every
right.
week. Next up was Team Alicia's Way. She sang a duet with Alicia, Ave Maria, which they started at pianos. And I was like, these two are gorgeous angels sent from the heaven above. And I'm serious. They were singing in another language. She was doing opera. I was like, this is a spiritual experience.
I thought we were running out of adjectives for a way. I like this. Angels sent from above. The dueling pianos
down.
Were beautiful.
The pianos, come
the two
on.
Of them together were just incredible.
They look
like
sisters.
They do. They really do. They sound like sisters, too. They sound like they're related.
Their voices sound great together.
And They were singing Italian. You're
hearing it now.
Yeah.
They were singing in another language, which is like, sidebar, we can also do that.
Yeah, no
I can sing
deal.
Opera and I can sing in Italian.
No
oh, also I can
deal.
Do show tunes. I can also do R&B and soul. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. way we got to see all the different sides of her tonight. I feel like she's a dice and you could just roll her and land on mm-hmm. any side and she could do anything.
She'll stand up on her feet and
totally.
Nail it.
Well, see, the thing is, like, Alicia Keys is a walking spiritual experience. So you don't
yes.
get...
Yes, agreed.
So... To get, I mean, she's just this beautiful soul, and you hear it every time she speaks and every time she communicates with anybody, coaches anybody. Mm-hmm. And so I think that this was the perfect time in Way's career path to meet Alicia. Because when you're that young and you got that much talent, it could spin off in any mm-hmm. one of a number of different directions. So to actually get good people, and I don't think you get any more good people than Alicia Keys.
What a positive
real.
Role model deal. For
yeah.
her, you know?
She's good to make a great impression on her. I don't like Ave Maria as a song. It doesn't appeal to me. I wouldn't download it, but I appreciate the talent. I say there's talent there.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this talent. Opera right now. Come on.
Yeah, woo! It's not the song choice I would make,
right.
but...
I think the point they were making with Way tonight is like, let's pick four very different genres for
right.
her to sing.
We're going
to
show you everything.
Because we got to see the opera side of her in this song. We got to see, you know, with the Barber song, we got to see some Broadway with the, you
it's
know.
Their game strategy,
we got to
right?
see some acting from her.
We did. And with her original song, it was more like soul and R&B feeling. So I feel like the point of this was
it's very
be
much
like,
strategy.
Well, yeah, oh, totally. I think that this was like trying to appeal to all different walks of life.
We're
going to
show you everything that we can do is yep. our strategy, and then you got to hope that your strategy works.
Touches
it may not.
Someone. Mm-hmm. The issue that I see for Sundance and Josh, which Sundance was up next, is that they may split votes because they're very they appeal similar. To a similar crowd of people. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if
but they are still very different.
They are. They're yeah. very different. And I actually personally think Sundance appeals to a bit of a wider crowd just because he's so unique and he's such a like unicorn, if you will. But I do think that they will run into that, like, we're both country, and some people will probably, like, love one, and they would love whichever one was in the finale if it was just mm-hmm. three, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
So I don't know if that's, if that will run, if they'll run into issues in, like, Way and Billy.
Hey, Bay.
Bay and Bay.
Hey, Bay.
Way and Billy together makes Bay. I was trying to say Way. Way or Billy may be able to pull ahead because... I don't know. Like I said, we have no idea.
They can't
who's
pull
win.
Ahead though because Sundance Head.
Yes,
okay,
Sundance
anyway.
Head. He sang his original.
Pun intended. It's a good pun right there.
Team Blake Sundance sang his original "Darlin' Don't Go," and it was perfect for him. He wrote this one himself. It was about dedicated to his wife, and it was really really special. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of this one?
Oh, is that why?
We're hearing
is
it
that,
now.
Is that why we heard? Oh, I'm glad your wife almost let you go. Did a Blake
oh,
say,
did
that?
Say that?
Was that a joke?
Oh, yeah,
that's
he made a joke.
Joke.
Like, I'm glad she almost like left you so you could sing this song about
it.
That's
a great song.
So many good songs come from pain. Look at Taylor Swift. She's written yeah. out millions of dollars worth of albums off uh-huh. of breakups. So. Mm-hmm.
Look at Amy Winehouse. Jeez.
Yeah, they all. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, some of the greatest artists of all yeah. time wrote music based on heartbreak and things like mm-hmm. that. So.
Right.
Country.
No, I mean, Sundance is so amazing. That he really, like, I'm going to go hashtag flawless once again.
Mm-hmm. He can't do it.
He doesn't need the filter.
There's something very, like, effortless.
Right.
About.
I think they cut his hair for this week, too. Did you notice that?
It looked good, yeah.
He had, like, a clean haircut. Mm-hmm.
Did he? They spruced him up.
Looking fresh.
Sundance can almost, he can do no wrong. But the thing is that I would love to hear him doing more popular songs once again. He's got to break the country mold for me. If he's going to stay for any consistent period of time after the show, because you're not going to get Me and Jesus that's going to pop to number one when the show's not on.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
It
right?
did.
So it did. It happened. Yeah, I said it wasn't going to happen, but it's just not going to stay consistently at number one.
Totally.
It's got to be more mainstream if he wants to keep it
yeah, I think that
at the
we,
top of the mainstream charts.
You're saying you want him to appeal to much larger...
Yeah,
which I think
I
he did
would,
with that last.
But you don't... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just my... You know, if I want to... If I'm his manager, I want him to be a superstar. Mm-hmm.
But throughout
know?
This season, he's covered so many different songs and different types of songs. I mean, he sang Etta James tonight. Like, that's...
Right, but it's strategy for the show once again. But, you
right,
know, the show comes and goes.
It's true.
We see people that have come and
but
gone
obviously
on the show.
For his original, it was going to be country. You know
yeah,
what I
no,
mean?
Of
like,
course. His original, yes. But
this
I mean,
was original,
typically,
so,
it's just kind of a general
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but for his original, they weren't going to have him do anything other than the genre he was most comfortable with. But yeah, I thought it was great. Next up was Billy and his duet with Adam, and they sang Bye Bye Love. I also feel like they looked like brothers on stage together. Like,
what's going on here?
We were saying,
look like their coaches.
Do they spend so much time with their coaches that they just start to look like them? Maybe that's me just being,
what was happening tonight.
Putting them into boxes. Yeah,
Bye Bye Love was the Everly Brothers that did that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was very much kind of in that vein. I didn't. Adam,
I had fun with this one.
It was fun.
I thought it was a little kind of cliche. It didn't do that much for me. I mean, they did a good job of it, but
I feel like these two are but such strong vocalists. I wish they gave them something a little bit more.
It didn't
more
demonstrate
rangy.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good performance that was fun. It was dancey. It was pop-ish.
It felt kind of old-timey,
cute, and
I feel like they could have like really belted something out.
Yeah, they didn't
like
show
some
us
Queen
talent.
Or something. Yeah. You know, like these two could really have covered something strong, but they kind of, I feel like maybe this was a little bit of a softer song.
Yeah, it felt a little throwaway.
And then up next was...
But you could crank this up in your car.
Yeah, you could. You definitely could.
You got a point.
Was Way's original song called Wishes. Let's just talk real quick about her shoes she was wearing tonight.
Oh my goodness.
Woo! They were amazing. We got to see Way look super feminine tonight in skirts and heels and dresses. And her hair was beautiful. I really think they like finally figured out her look.
Let's stop putting her in bow ties and
no, but even the suit she was wearing for her final performance, it was very well tailored to her body. It was very feminine. I think that there's a way to wear that kind of stuff as a young woman and still be able to embody your own identity, and I think that they finally figured it out tonight.
Right.
Took them to the finale, but she looked flawless in everything she wore.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I love the moment she has with Alicia when they show us
so sweet together.
The coaching part of it. It was really sweet when she asked Alicia about how her first recording was, and Alicia was talking about how it was just in some old studio, but it was still, you know, really special. It was a big deal to her.
Right,
so.
And this original was written for her. Mm-hmm. Alicia had it written for her, which is also so special. I mean, Way is young and maybe doesn't have the life experience of someone like Sundance who has already written his own music. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing that now she has the song forever that, like, Alicia Keys had written for her. Like, damn, that's
And it was after
crazy.
This performance, Alicia, like, the way she summarized everything Way is, she said, there is no ceiling for this girl. I loved that. This is so true. She keeps surprising us.
Yeah. And it's the coach's job now to sell them, too. So they're wrapping it up.
Yeah.
They're saying, this is why.
With a perfect bow.
Yeah. This is why my guy's the best.
It's so
my
true,
gal's
though.
The best.
This,
yeah.
This
totally.
Young girl keeps, like, impressing
Yeah, she is very impressive.
It was sweet to see Alicia singing along with the words, because it was like, this is Way's song, and you're singing along with the words, because Way, you know, and, like, has probably been singing Alicia her whole life. So it's very cool to see a big star like that be able to sing with a young girl who's like has her first big original hit.
It's really a full circle moment.
It's very Alicia's fortunate. Singing to my song. Look at her rocking out to it.
This is such an opportunity for young talent.
It's crazy.
It's incredible.
This is the biggest stage in the world. It really is. And I honestly, when I listen to Way, I think like this is someone who could be a huge name in music. You know, I think she has to mature a little bit, and I think that this show is a great launch pad for her.
Yeah. It's the beginning of a long
She's
path,
not, like, a perfect singer. Like last week, there were some errors. There have been some glitches. There have been some cracks in her voice. But that's all natural as a growing musician. Mm-hmm. Like, no one who first starts any new job is going to be perfect on the first day. I'd like to see someone try, you know?
She's grown so much. And, yeah, she's got a lot to learn, though. They all do. We all do. Everybody does on their path. And for her, it's going to be about now the business of singing, the business of being a vocalist, the business of being... You know, how do you run that? Because ultimately, everything rises or falls based on that.
Totally. I'm really excited to see where her career goes. I think that there are a few people from The Voice that I always can think, like, yep, this person could make it. Mm-hmm. When I listen to Way, I'm like, with the talent she has at such a young age, like, just think about where she could be. What is she, 17? When she's 27, which is still so young. You know, like, she's the real deal. Next up was Josh's duet with Adam, which was one of my favorites of the night, actually. I just had a lot of fun watching this. This was the smooth performance we talked about, Carlos Santana cover. I loved this.
This was a lot of fun.
This was awesome. What do you guys think?
Fantastic. I mean, it was. I just wrote down here better than Bye Bye Love. I thought Bye Bye Love was too cliche. This really demonstrated it.
Yeah.
Although I thought it demonstrated Adam's skill more than Josh's skill.
Interesting.
Because
it showed us a very different side of Josh. I really like.
I think makes Josh appeal to more people.
Mm-hmm. It was gritty, but you know what was really made the song different from the original smooth Carlos Santana and it was the guy from Matchbox 20. Damn it.
Was it?
It was Carlos Santana.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not so stupid. Rob Thomas, is it? He saw who's yeah.
Gimme.
But when Adam opened it up, he started so high in that high register that he does. I forget how it, but it was so neat. It separated the song apart. I heard Josh, but I didn't hear. What I liked was it broke him from the country mold. I loved that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it highlighted his talent incredibly with his own range or anything like that, but it broke him from the country mold. For that, I loved it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he was feeling this. I think this, to me, this, like, you know, I love the country, Josh. I love country.
Me too.
But I really loved this, too.
Me too. I thought this was awesome, and I think that this made him have a chance in this. You know what I mean? Because I think that if he just 100%. Stuck to the only country mold tonight, mm-hmm. he would have maybe fell through the cracks. But I think that this performance with Adam was like, okay, now I don't know who's going to win. You know, mm-hmm. like...
You got a point. There were a couple of things, and this was one of them, but there are a couple of things where you go, that just gave that person a chance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it was song choices mostly and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those. Yeah, you're right.
This was it, and
you're
he looked super comfortable.
Great execution.
Up there with his guitar.
Yeah. And I felt like him and Adam looked like they had great chemistry together, too. I feel like we haven't. I feel like I've been so invested in, like, Alicia and Way up until this point as a pairing that it was nice to see Adam connect with him. And
Adam seems to connect pretty well with him, even better than with Billy. Even though Adam really appreciates Billy's talent. Yeah. I don't see that bro connection that
and
you
Josh
see with
said
Josh.
A couple of times how grateful he is to have Adam as his
Yeah, because originally he was on Team Blake. And that's what he wanted, but he was like, you know what? I personally don't think he would have made it as far if he was on Team Blake, because he was already cut from Team Blake, which is proof of that. But I think that Blake always has so many country singers, it's hard to stand out. Whereas when Adam has one, he can refine them and make them more than just a country singer.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
And Adam still lets him do what he wants
exactly.
to do.
Which is neat. It's fun to watch. Next up was Team Blake's Sundance. He sang with Blake. He sang Treat Her Right. Country song, two country guys. I felt like I was watching a performance at the CMAs or something. These two
the background dancers, right?
Yeah, they had amazing background dancers that looked like they were from right off the set of Hairspray Live. They were like, you know, dancing.
Just pulled them and plugged them in here.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Did you like it?
It was so much fun, and I like the dancers. They had dancers like all over the place.
It was great.
They had them
behind this cool screen. The production value of these performances tonight was awesome. Mm-hmm.
The song was Treat Her Right?
Treat Her Right, I believe. So I have it written down. Yeah, Treat Her Right.
Treat Her Right.
But yeah, there was crazy productions tonight. There was orchestras, there was dancers, there was
violinists.
Crazy lights. Yeah, it was... Tonight they really brought it. They had a lot of background singers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Way was singing at one point. I was like, who are those people? Like, I was like, she has backup singers. It must be wild for them to have that experience, because so many of these people have been, like, singers at bars or backup singers or different things where maybe
and
not
this
Way
is their stage
specific.
Now.
But now it's their stage and they have that. It's probably like, whoa.
That's amazing. Wait, what about Team Miley? They're sitting there the whole time watching the performances and stuff. And it took me a little while to realize, okay, Miley doesn't have any more people in the contest. But
once you start seeing Billy like three times or like Josh three times.
It was neat she had her whole team there, though. Did the other coaches have their team there?
I don't know.
As well?
I noticed them in the audience. Yeah, I saw Courtney there, and she was on Team Blake.
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they brought them all. I wish they would have done something with all of them. We were talking about that. I feel like I saw three performances from each of these four. I wish they maybe each did two, and then we got to see like each team perform together again.
Right.
With like maybe the person who was on the team as like the lead. But like, I would have liked to see, they've done that in the past.
But
where, like,
there are
they
high stakes
the...
tonight, so I get that we have
maybe
to
tomorrow.
See so much like versatility. From
tomorrow
all
night's
of them.
Like jam packed with like, they have Bruno Mars, Ariana Grande. They have these like big, huge names for the finale. I couldn't even remember them all. They said them all at the end really quickly, but
the whole season has been jam packed. It seems like
huge
they've
stars,
had more to do than they could possibly.
I mean,
do.
The Voice is like one of the biggest shows on TV, so they big names are willing to show up.
Well, I mean, that's why they picked us for
the
after
panel.
Show, right?
Yeah, yeah,
the
big
names.
Anyway, next up was
a joke.
Obviously it was a joke. Josh sang Life Goes On. This was the one where I felt like I was at his concert. Such a good song choice. Again, I felt like we got to hear a little more of the rock alternative side of Josh, which was really, really cool. This was the second moment of the night where I was like, okay, Josh is like fully in this. And I feel like maybe up until this week, I'd kind of underestimated him. And I love his voice. I think he's the full package, but I just feel like I didn't super connect with his songs he had chosen. These ones tonight were a slam dunk.
See, I called it.
She did. She knew he was going through.
I knew he
was. When you said that last week, I was like, maybe. But then I was like, she's right.
I think you're 100% right on this. So the song choices haven't been ones that people could resonate with. But he as a talent, is, I mean, he's another one of those smoldering guys. I wish he was a little bit more raunchy, nasty, a little bit not quite as clean personality-wise. But, you know, because he's kind of like the good boy. I'd like to get a little bit more dirt with him. But I think he's got a great performance and he's got great audience command.
I'm sure he has that in him. But this works for him.
You like the good boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This works for Josh. Right.
We also realized he has a cute booty while we were watching tonight.
We did not realize that.
We, as in Natalie and I, did.
Oh.
He's a cutie.
What
come
the
on.
Hell?
Maybe not Chris. Fine. But he appeals to a wide audience. The ladies love him.
Yes,
he's
a
probably
very
the hottest guy
man.
Left in the competition. Mm-hmm. He's a cutie. Anyway.
Okay, I didn't realize that at all.
Chris didn't,
really,
but I did.
Recognize the booty.
I did not recognize
Come
the booty.
Come on, there have been some girls on this season that are like 10s, too, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it is the voice, but come on, he is the full package, too. So we'll give it to him on that account. Mm-hmm. I think that he has the full look of a star, mm-hmm. especially of a country 100%. Star. Girls love that, like, grungy country star mm-hmm. look with, like, the beard. And he had his cowboy
right.
boots on and, like, this guitar. He just looked great
with his signature guitar strap.
Yeah, he looked really, really good tonight. Then
I guess I don't know what's cool anymore.
What the kids are into.
I'm joking. No, he is cool.
He's really cool. I think he's, like, a cool... And he, like, wears his hats. He just, like, stays as himself, you know, which mm-hmm. I think is cool.
Yeah.
And then... Next up was one of my favorites of the night, Sundance sang At Last, which, wow, talk about someone making a song his own.
The sparkles, the violins,
this was
beautiful.
This was a full concert.
This was the performance of the night, in my opinion.
I agree. This was Etta James, At Last. This was spectacular. I literally don't even have words for this one. I was, like, jaw-dropped, speechless, because at first I was, like, in my head starting to sing along with him, and then I realized I can't even because he's made this song his own so much. That, like, he took one of the most famous songs of all time and made it a Sundance Head original.
He does that a lot, and
yeah.
he's so good at that. Sundance is so... I think he's the best at making songs his own.
Out
he
of
does
this group,
incredibly.
Totally.
And I love this performance. The sparkles, the violinists with the matching dresses, and just his voice is just beautiful. This entire...
This was another one, like, was it Brendan that sang True Colors?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's another one of those moments where you take a song that's typically sung by a female, and by Etta James is no slouch. Mm-hmm. Etta James,
she's a legend.
I mean, that's, yeah, she's legendary.
Slouch.
Yeah. So you take a song like that, like At Last, and you put it in there, the mm-hmm. contrast is just so amazing, and he owned it so well that it's like, my God. It shows
literally
how
no
amazing
words.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is another one of those ones where, like, if you took off the voice branding and you just, like, had this video, you could be like, this could be from, like, an award show of sorts. You
Any
know what I mean?
Award show.
Like, this is such a pure, genuine talent.
Look at Miley's mouth.
Miley looked great.
Miley's
today,
like this.
Jaw dropped. Yeah.
And she's looking great with her jaw dropped.
Yeah. Side note, Miley looks amazing today. All the coaches look spectacular.
Yeah.
But yeah, this
her hair was,
great.
It looked longer than usual.
It did.
Maybe,
right. I kept commenting.
It was really full
out. Whoever blow-dried her hair did a great job.
She looked really good.
Even if there's extensions or something, it was still looked hot.
Mm-hmm.
And she, she looked really good. And then she had that veil.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Very, very, like,
interesting.
Chic. But anyway, this performance kind of reminded me of when Jordan Smith in the finale sang Somebody to Love and he had, like, the full choir with him. I felt like this was Sundance's moment where he had the full orchestra, he had
the stage, the
glitter, the everything.
This could be my favorite Sundance performance.
Yeah, I agree. And
of all time.
What a time to bring it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there are certain songs like that that they strategically save for the end.
Yeah.
They must have saved this one because this was a showstopper.
Everybody was standing.
Totally.
You know, and you could just see it on Blake's face. He knew. He's like, you owned it. That's the best of him. You don't get better than that. So he brought it.
Which I think is, like, the perfect way to end the show because he went out. That was his last performance. He went out doing the best he possibly could have done. He left it all on the floor. Now it's not in his hands, you know?
And quite frankly, that's all that matters.
And he cannot have any regrets after that.
No, not after that. Definitely not.
Yeah.
Next up was Billy's original, Because of Me. And we got to see, like, I actually didn't mention it before, we got to see a little bits of each of their original music videos.
Their music videos.
Which I think you can find them online. They're, like, sponsored by Toyota or something, I think. But the music videos seemed, like, a little, like, thrown together.
Cheesy? I liked it. I thought it looked good.
His was cool because it was, like, above, like, L.A., which I feel like it had meaning to him. Uh-huh. Ways with, like, the girls putting their hands in a pile and, like, that was a little silly. But she looked cool.
I agree.
But, yeah, so
he
we got to
like
see.
He looked like he had a blast filming the music video.
He did.
Look at that. Look at that,
in
though.
His face.
Either, yeah, so we're watching. We're
that
watching
should
the
be the
wolves.
Music video. That looks hot.
We're watching a bit of his performance because, and there's, like, mountains and, like, great
great camera work and just like cool
effects. I have to say the song was fucking amazing. It was
Beep.
But that's how good it was.
It was.
It was amazing.
It was really good.
It was a really cool original.
That was a gift to come from Adam.
Yeah.
Who was going to do it with Maroon 5 for him to give it to him?
I know.
Yeah.
Like, that's, yeah, that's, it doesn't get much better than that.
Problem is, I'm going to be honest, the moment I heard that, I kept thinking, Adam would have done it better. I know that sounds terrible.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound terrible because look at where Adam is in his career and look at where Billy is. Adam is much more experienced. He's older than him. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, yeah, sure, maybe in 10 years, Billy would be that good too.
Good point.
You know,
good point.
So yeah. I just think that, like, it's cool that it is Billy's own, because if you think of all the Maroon 5 songs that are out, like, they're all chart toppers. They're all number one hits. And so to be given a gift like that, that's, you can't be given anything more beautiful, honestly, than that. Like, that's a really
The coaches
huge gift.
Did amazing today.
It's really special. And I think that, like, Adam has been on the show for so long, and to still be able to, you know, be able to provide things like that that are new and different and still shocking and jaw-dropping is really cool that they're still able to connect with these young artists and give back in such a cool way.
I think Adam gave him the biggest gift. This song is like, because this would have been a chart topper if it was Maroon 5.
Totally.
To give him that song, and that song is so meaningful when he's saying at the beginning that I have the universe and like, I don't want you to, like, it's deep. It's a deep, well written song that is now Billy's, and it's his first
Forever.
Thing.
Yeah.
And Billy said, this is my identity, I can feel this, and it is, because if he goes on that path and he stays away from the kind of the show tune direction that he might go, I think he can etch himself in a really powerful way.
Yeah, this was another one of those performances tonight where I was like, okay, and now he's going to win, okay, now he's going to win, okay, now she's going to win, you know, it's like, they keep, because Sundance went right before this, and I was like, it can't get any better than that, and then Billy comes
like
in, and I'm like,
wins, back to back to back. For Billy, though, I think I liked his first performance better than this one, but
did
that's
you?
The beauty of having three performances, is,
I think,
you know,
Frank
if he didn't
Sinatra.
Get,
you're right,
if he didn't get, he got you with this one, you know, you loved this one.
His performance, I thought, was better in the first one, but the song, I thought, was incredible.
Yeah.
I just thought that the song choice, the song, like, that's a song that could hit number one for anybody.
And it might.
I, you're right. I do think his performance was better on the first one. That's why I still give the performance of the night to Sundance.
Interesting.
From my perspective, yeah.
Well, next up was my personal performance of the night, Ways Don't Rain on My Parade by Barbara Streisand. You better be brave Barbara. But yes, not only can she sing, not only can she do opera, not only can she sing in Italian, not only can she do R&B, but this girl just acted and did like a Broadway performance.
She,
I
have no words.
This came out of nowhere.
That's why I'm saying what Alicia said about there's no ceiling for this girl. There really isn't. And I love what, Danny, I love what you said in the early on in the season where you said the voice is for this. It's for people like Way. It's to discover talent like this.
This is what it's all about.
Yeah, this was amazing.
Like, where are you going to find, like, a cute, maybe a little bit awkward 17-year-old girl who has this gift that she wants to give to the world, and then this is the perfect platform for her to grow and mature and learn how to use her gift.
Yes.
And I feel like we've seen, just from her first performance, they showed bits of her blind audition tonight when I was shocked by how good she was then. I'm even, like, she's grown so much to this point. I'm like, in awe of her at this point. I really am. I don't even have words. I'm in awe of her. I'm, like, she leaves me speechless after I watch her. I know I'm talking a lot right now about her, but like when I was watching, I was just like, no words.
She's really amazing. I found myself thinking, like you're thinking here, like using the voices for discovering people like that. Because in my head now, I'm going, okay, who's the one?
I don't know.
And I'm going, you know, but who's the one for you? Because in my head, I'm trying to think, okay, should the show be about discovering the 17-year-old that might not have had the opportunity otherwise? Or should it be about the guy who had it when he was a kid but then lost it and now is coming back?
I think the show is about all of them, which is why this makes it a special show, because in other kind of competition shows, you get kind of a lot of the same type of people. I remember with American Idol, it was very much like, you know, kind of like 16 to 25-year-olds in that like sweet spot range where they're all going to be stars. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is so cool because you have someone like Sundance who's been doing this for years and years, and someone like Billy who's kind of making his comeback, someone like Way who's brand new, and Josh who seems like a seasoned vet. So, I don't know, it's cool.
They all seem like seasoned vets
at this point. Yeah, I mean, we should all pick one, huh? Because this is our last episode.
By the way, she got a standing ovation. They all got standing ovations, but Alicia,
I feel like she's probably going to lose her voice tomorrow. I can't wait to see
was
her.
She screaming?
She was yelling for this very last performance.
Yeah, she was.
Alicia was yelling on top of her lungs. I don't know if she's going to have a voice tomorrow.
It was sweet because Miley doesn't have, like we said, doesn't have anybody left, but she was like tweeting and Instagramming like, vote for them, vote for this person, vote for this person. So she's like still being involved. I was bummed we didn't really get to see or hear much from Miley tonight because... Mm-hmm. She didn't have any artists left, but I guess that's just the nature of the beast, how this show works.
I think she brought a lot this season to the
show.
I enjoyed watching Miley. I enjoyed getting to know Miley. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that that was going to be that way when it started. There were a lot of questions.
I can't wait. She's going to be back for season 13, which starts next fall. But yeah, season 12 will be up next with Gwen back, so we get to see some Gwen and Blake. I'm excited to have fun.
And who else is on there? Gwen, Blake,
Alicia, and Adam.
Alicia and Adam.
Yep.
Got it.
And then the following season, Miley will be back. So I think that they wanted the Gwen and Blake thing in the forefront while they can. Who knows how long? Hopefully they're together forever, but they're like, let's bring
it up. Let's make it quick, before.
Before anything happens. People like to watch them. But yeah, so, okay, well, do you want to each pick a potential winner? We have to. I'm not going to pick necessarily who I think is going to win, but I'm going to pick who I want to win. Because at this point, I don't know who is going to win.
Right.
I think that I want Wei to win.
You want Wei to win.
I want Wei to win.
Because you are a fan of hers.
I am a personal fan of hers. I will continue to be a fan of hers after the show. I've been a fan of hers since the second I saw her in the Olympic preview special. I saw her and I was like, this girl's going far. And look where she ended up. So I'm team Wei. Wei for Wei. Hashtag Wei for Wei.
Me for Wei.
I'm with you. I'm with you on Wei. And I think that my favorite performance of the night was Ave Maria. And I think it's all Wei. She's just got so much talent.
Yeah.
So much talent, this girl.
Wei all the Wei.
Wei all the Wei.
What about you?
Wei all the Wei. Hashtag Wei for Wei. Wei for Wei. He for Wei. He for Wei is like he for she. You know, but anyway. It's tough. And there's so many different ways you could evaluate it. I think they're all great performers. I think I love Wei's story that she's 17 or 18 or whatever she is now. And she's doing so well and she's so professional at such a young age. Josh, I think, could walk in. I think Josh in Sundance, more than any of them, could just go in and rock a concert anywhere. You can pick him up the
100%.
Street, give me a guitar, and they're going to kick ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like them both from that perspective. Josh has a certain warmth to him where he can perform really intimately, and I can see how he'd sway the girls over to that side. Sundance, boy, he can do anything.
So who's you're saying all of them?
I don't think we'd be surprised if any of these.
I'm not going to be surprised.
I'm building up to it. This is like the voice. They had a whole season to do it. You've only given me a couple of minutes.
I feel like we're giving like a personal pitch.
Okay.
Who are you a fan of?
And then there's Billy. And Billy, I feel like there's glitches in his performance and glitches in the connection. I'd love to see more of that. But I think I'm going to vote for Billy.
Okay.
Okay, you should have just said it.
Okay.
No, I think I'm going to vote for Billy. I think that this...
I support you.
I think the song choice...
Because you're a fan of Billy?
I'm a fan of where Billy can go and what Billy can do. I still think that there's so much more that I'd love to see out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to see more of the type of song that he did tonight. But he's going to... like
the original, you mean.
The original, yeah. Because I think that, it's like, once again, who would I listen to? I probably know Wei's type of music. I'm probably not going to... I'm not that bad. She's like,
oh, no, I'm yawning because I'm tired from work.
Okay, all right.
I'm interested in what you have to say.
No, yeah, sure.
Sorry,
you
I've been
are.
Up since 6 in the morning.
Yeah, that's what she always says. Okay, so, I'm not going to listen to the Wei type of music in the car, and I don't like the country in the car, so that leaves me Billy, and I think that, but I'd love to see Billy do more songs that I'd like.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That said, none of these would surprise me.
None, I
really don't know who's going to win.
I genuinely think Sundance could win, too. He's probably my second pick if I had to pick a second place or maybe a potential other first place.
And I would listen to Josh in my car.
Yeah, I think they're all so, so
and
good.
And go to his concerts.
What else would you do?
But make sure...
Go on a picnic
sure,
with him. Go on,
no!
Sorry.
He's married. Make sure
no
you
way.
Vote tonight because that's really, really important. If you want your favorite to win, got to get your 10 votes in for
them.
Did you
vote?
I did vote.
Yeah.
Voted for a couple of them. Voted for a couple of them. You can vote up to 10 times, and you can vote till 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Got to vote, or you can't complain. Tomorrow night's going to be a huge, huge show. Like I said, I think it's Ariana Grande, Bruno Mars. I can't remember all the other names. There were tons that Carson spit out at the end.
And you have till 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, 9 a.m. tomorrow to vote.
Isn't it till noon? Or is it till
noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
Yep. So make sure you guys vote, And we have had so much fun chatting with you this entire season. We will be back. We'll be back for season 12, which luckily is not like a whole year away. It's just going to be in February, which is right around the corner, which is awesome. Okay. If you want to continue the conversation about The Voice or anything for that matter with me, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dani Golub. And my friends.
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, at Natalie Tavidian, Natalie with a Y.
Apparently I'm a comedian.
No, I just love that smile plastered on your face. You're like, anything with me.
Ding.
You still look so angelic. I'm Chris Howard. You can reach me at Chris Howard Live on Twitter and Instagram.
It's been fun. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for joining us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.